All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Friday, November 18th, and well, it was a wild day in the stock market yesterday with the Dow bouncing back 300 points from the low, and we had Fed members saying that interest rates must go much, much higher. So what does it mean for the markets? Will we be able to end this week positive, or will it be a negative week? But most importantly, how are we trading these markets? And that's what we're going to talk about. So if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. The super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hart. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And I mean, with that said, let's see what's happening here. Will we have a positive week, Mark? Will we have a negative week? What's happening here?
You know, it has been an interesting week for sure. And we've been all over the place. And it does look like, you know, we're probably going to have a negative one, right? Yesterday, we got gapped lower, but we made a pretty impressive comeback. If you look at the S&P, it got close to filling that gap entirely, but didn't quite end the day positive. Today we gapped higher and we were off to a good start, but then it's pulled back.
Yeah. So there's not too many impulses right now in the market, if you think about it. So if you look at the economic calendar, so this morning, we had a existing home sales, coming out, and, existing home sales are now down for the ninth straight month. But I mean, no surprise. I mean, interest rates used to be 3%. Recently, they've been as high as 7%, but they're still right now 6.6%, something like this. So I mean, no surprise that higher mortgage rates scare off potential buyers.
Of course. And you know, the week, though, I do think the focus was really on PPI data and then retail, though, Marcus, because this, it's really kind of expected on the housing front. And, you know, the PPI data was definitely a driver, but then the shift has gone to retail and a lot of earnings.
Yeah. So, I mean, we started off on Monday with Walmart, better than expected earnings, jumping higher. Then we had Target, and they finished 13% lower. I mean, nicely bouncing back right now. But yeah, this week was just big for retailers. We had Kohl's reporting earnings. So this morning, they jumped higher on earnings. Who else did we have?
Foot Locker, FL.
Yeah, a Foot Locker. I mean, boom, there we go. This morning, opening massively higher, but then pulling back right now, but still up 8.5% on a day like
also
this.
Also, Ross. ROST, yeah.
Yeah. Huge, 12%. I mean, pulling back a little bit, but yeah, I mean, retailers definitely reporting pretty good earnings here. But I mean, you mentioned it, the PPI report. I mean, we have to go back to the PPI report. Last week, we had CPI, markets jumped higher. Then this week, we had the PPI report. But then also, we had Fed officials very quickly stepping in. And this is one of the reasons why yesterday, the markets finished much, much lower, because we had Fed member Bullard saying that rate hikes have had only limited effect, and he is calling for a terminal rate of 5-7%.
Sure, and this is where I think you even need to take a step back to CPI data, because putting it all in context is the best way to measure this move. And CPI data coming in lower than expected, traders get excited, things start to run. PPI data coming in lower than expected, also a good thing, but CPI data, traders are going to be a little more focused on that information. So I think that the follow through is okay, but then the Fed says, hey, that we still have some room to go. Might slow down the move a little bit, but at the same time, we've just had such a nice run up that, I mean, at some time you're going to get a pullback, right?
Yeah.
And yesterday being down 0.3%, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is almost, it almost feels like the holiday week. And I mean, next week we have the Thanksgiving here in the United States. So short week for the markets. Markets are open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But traditionally on Wednesday, we don't see a lot going on. I mean, traders and investors are getting ready for Thanksgiving. Markets are closed on Thursday and markets are open on Friday, just for a few hours. So a very abbreviated trading session here. If you go to our holiday calendar, and we'll see it here where the markets are closed on Thanksgiving Day and then super short day on Friday. So it almost feels today that we're getting a little bit into the holiday slowness spirit.
It does. Markets are mixed. S&P slightly positive. Dow's up a little bit. NASDAQ's down a little bit. So looks like after some of that retail enthusiasm at the open where we started higher, there's been a little profit taking or maybe just taking off a little risk going into the weekend. And like you said, it's going to be a slow holiday week. There could be some volatility just because it tends to be lighter volume, but big traders have a tendency to take some extra time off around Thanksgiving, and I can't blame them. So
yeah, and I mean, we're taking some time off next week. So next week, there will be no stock market update because we're taking a week off. And this is where it's all about positioning yourself for next week. And that's what we did today. But before we talk about this, I want to bring up one thing that has been flying a little bit under the radar, and that's crude oil. I mean, crude oil after the invasion of Ukraine went crazy and now trading below $80 a barrel again. I mean, on pace for the worst week since August. So that should also help inflation a little bit, doesn't it?
It should. I can't remember what there's actually a correlation between what's expected on the inflation front and the energy costs. But you're right. I mean, even for me, this I was surprised to see that it's been down, this being the third day straight and back below $80 a barrel. So that has kind of flown under the radar.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about how we positioned ourselves for next week. So with our current positions, I think I want to talk about TPR a little bit, because TPR, a stock that I've been in for quite a while, got assigned at 37, my break even at 32.69. And yesterday we talked about it. I did sell the 36 call, and that expires today. And that's where this morning, if you're zooming in here a little bit, we see that this morning TPR was on the move. And it moved as high as 35.85. Now, that's where I thought, you know what? I want to roll that call up. So because if today TPR would close above 36, I would have it called away. I would have to sell my shares at 36. Since I bought them at 37, I would have a loss of $1 per share. And since I have 2,700 shares, that would be a $2,700 loss on the stock. So that's the premium that I have to give back. And that's what I thought this morning. No, not willing to do that. So I was able to roll it from the 36 to the 37 for 5 cents, which for the overall position here cost me $135. But so $135, investing $135 so that I can potentially keep another $2,700 sounds like a good idea for me. You think that I was too conservative?
Well, yeah, I think it was a little bit of a defensive play where the focus was on getting out at 37. And I don't think it was a bad decision. Let's just be clear. I don't think it was a bad decision. But when I was looking at options data for this week and also for next week, from what I was looking at, it seemed like you could have waited, not sold the call, see if you have this 36 expire, if the stock stays below 36, then on Monday, sell the 37. Or maybe you decide to sell the 36 at that point. So I would have leaned more towards that decision, watching it. But in all fairness, if the stock took off and really started to push above 36, you might have missed out on the opportunity that you did take. So it was a calculated decision, but I would have done it a little bit different, Marcus.
And look at this. This is what the chart looked like. So yesterday we already had the run up, so we finished positive for the day yesterday. We opened higher and then up, up and away. So based on what I saw on the chart, of course, in hindsight, we are all the greatest traders. But this is why everybody has a different plan. So my plan was to roll it. And here's why. So next week, I won't trade a whole lot because it will be a super slow week. So here I'm perfectly positioned. If by next week TPR is below 37 by next Friday, all right, the option expire worthless. I made some more premium. My break even goes even lower. If TPR decides to rally and closes above 37, I'm getting called away. I mean, no harm, no foul. I keep all of the premium. So I'm absolutely fine with this. So this is how I decided to position myself in TPR. NVIDIA, also very, very similar. So this is where I think yesterday or the day before, I rolled my 162.50 calls that expired today into the 165 calls expiring next week. Now, my cost base is 160.91. So this would give me a nice $4,500 win on the stock. And this year, very similar. If by next Friday, NVIDIA will be above 165, I'm getting rid of my shares. I'll make some money on it. If it doesn't, it expires worthless and I can sell calls again. So these two, right now, my plan is not to touch them at all and just see what's happening next Friday, looking at them next Friday.
And I can appreciate that. I really like the roll up on NVIDIA. And bottom line, I'm not in the TPR trade. So I think it was a good decision for your plan and what you want to do. And absolutely, I said it was a little bit defensive. Now you're defending your 37 cost basis and you don't have to worry about it. So fair enough, paying a nickel for that and to maybe make a buck, that works.
That's it. And that's for me, that's what it's all about for next week, that I don't have to worry. So I have two positions that I don't have to worry about at all. Google, I mean, got assigned right now not being able to sell calls. And honestly, next week, I just wait for a message from you where you say, hey, I sold some Google calls, because I know that your cost basis is lower than mine. So only if you are selling calls, then I have to consider whether I sell calls. Otherwise, this is just a position that's hanging in there.
Yeah, and it got close for me to be able to sell calls at 104. But just kind of fizzled out. It looks like we're seeing a little short-term support there. Hopefully we get a run next week. Maybe it takes off Monday.
Yeah. And then the other one where I want to keep an eye on is LVS. And just because right now our cost basis is at 46.86 and I sold the 46 call expiring next week. So I want to see if next week I have a possibility to roll this up to 47 or higher. But I mean, even if these expire worthless, that's fine. Then we might be able to sell more calls. But that's the only thing that I want to keep an eye on for next week, to see if I'm able to roll up to the 47. And then this also a set it and forget it trade here.
Sounds good. Yeah, I have the 45s. But
yeah, you have the 45s. Exactly. You get collected more premium there. But I mean, overall, very happy with these positions. So we were also looking at a few others today. Not a whole lot going on. I mean, probably Mosaic and AR, the most interesting ones. I decided not to enter any new positions today, just because next week I don't want to worry about it. I'm really just taking a week off from the markets. And it's always the week around Thanksgiving and around Christmas are the perfect time to take some time off.
I agree. Do some testing, review your trades, update your trading plan, or just take time off and enjoy some free time with the family. Hey, you want a hot stock pick, Marcus?
Hot stock pick? Sure. What do you got?
What about Amazon? So Goldman named Amazon its top holiday pick.
But really,
seem too concerned about that. It's down today.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is getting interesting. I mean, right now we are seeing a strike price of 88, and that's a level that held pretty well in 2019 and 2020. So, I mean, if you're bullish on Amazon, I believe that this would be a good level to sell puts at. For me, I mean, just looking at this, Amazon has been in a downtrend and I'm not seeing a bottom just yet. Yeah. So, I mean, good for Goldman, but this has been over the last few months pretty irrational. So I do not want to sell puts on this, because when trading the wheel strategy, you have to ask yourself two questions. Number one, do you want to own the stock? And you might agree with Goldman Sachs and say, oh yeah, I like this. And number two is, do you want to own it at $88? And for me right now, I don't want to own Amazon just yet. I like to see until this stabilizes a little bit more and until this free fall stops a little bit that has been going on since August.
I'm 100% with you.
Okay. Well, so that's it. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, click on like, and there's a few more videos for you. Check out these videos and then have a great holiday week next week. And we'll be back Monday in a week of letting you know what's happening in the markets and what happened with our positions.
Happy trading, everybody.